This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 11, 2017. Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, Republican from Gloucester, released the following statement regarding the actions by the MBTA to terminate the license agreement with InMotion Wireless Inc.'s parent company, BAI, which would have placed hundreds of cell towers across 80 communities along commuter rail lines. Here's the quote. The action today of the MBTA has protected the interests of communities along the commuter rail system while continuing a process that will expand Wi-Fi access for commuters. I appreciate the MBTA Fiscal and Management Control Board's responsiveness to the concerns that I and 13 of my colleagues from the House and Senate articulated in our July 28th letter. Had they been carried out, the terms of the 2014 license would have locked us into aging technology that imposed unnecessary hardships on communities. Seeking a better path makes sense for everyone involved. The open process conducted recently by the Fiscal and Management Control Board allowed all of us to weigh in, and our concerns were taken seriously. Board members provided multiple opportunities for public engagement at their June and July meetings, and they should be commended. Ultimately, our collaborative efforts contributed to reshaping this effort, and the design to seek a better plan will benefit host communities and commuters and better align efforts to improve Wi-Fi service with the needs of the rail system. And again, that is a statement from Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, Republican from Gloucester. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, emergency removal of arsenic-contaminated soil near Brown Pond in Danvers has begun. Excavators, dump trucks, and other heavy equipment started rolling into the neighborhood around the pond at the corner of Ash and Purchase Streets late last week. In a press release dated August 3, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and its Emergency Response and Removal Program outlined the work to remove the contaminated soil from some homeowners' yards near the pond. The statement is quoted as saying contamination on these properties consists of arsenic and is presumed to have originated from soil dredged from what is now known as Brown Pond. The plan is to dig up and remove up to 3 feet of soil in some places and replace it with clean soil. The Daily Item is reporting that a 13-month-old child is in critical condition at Massachusetts General Hospital after falling from a third-story window on Saratoga Street in Lynn Thursday morning. The accident happened around 11 a.m. The boy fell about 22 feet and landed on asphalt, according to District Fire Chief Stephen Archer. He sustained traumatic injuries and was transported to the hospital by the Lynn Fire Department. Lynn Police Lieutenant Glenn Dunnigan said the 13-month-old is suffering from injuries to his head and face and being treated at the pediatric intensive care unit. Clint Mouche, the city's deputy building commissioner, said the state sanitary code requires screens for windows, but he said the requirement is related to keeping out insects and rodents, not from keeping toddlers falling from windows. Mary Marcos is reporting in the Gloucester Times, after more than two decades serving Chinese food on the Essex Causeway, Fortune Palace will close at the end of the month. Owner Fang Liao tried to sell his business for the past 2.5 years so he could retire, networking to see if anyone would maintain Essex's only source of Chinese food. But he thinks the town is too far away from Chinatown to get an authentic owner. He's quoted as saying, "I couldn't find the right people who really want to run it." After so much time on the market, he decided to sell the property. Liao is currently negotiating a purchase and sale agreement, and said the prospective buyers plan to open a brewery on the property. The Fortune Palace's last day of serving sushi, fried noodles, and egg rolls will be August 31. And the Gloucester Times is reporting that Israel Horowitz has a new play that will be taking place in Gloucester at the Gloucester Stage Company, New England premiere of Out of the Mouths of Babes, directed by Israel Horowitz, will start on Friday, August 11. It'll continue through September 2, Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m., with a special performance on Tuesday, August 29 at 7:30 p.m. And again, this is at the Gloucester Stage Company. The Times staff is reporting that when Out of the Mouths of Babes opens on Friday for a limited run, it'll be a homecoming for playwright Israel Horowitz. Horowitz, who wrote the comedy, will be directing the show in its New England premiere for the theater company he founded as artistic director. He's quoted as saying, "Of the 75-plus plays I've written in my lifetime, only one was written for specific actors." The show stars Lynn native Paula Plum, along with Deborah Wise, Sarah Hickler, and Obihi Janice. women who arrive in Paris for the funeral of the 100-year-old man who loved each of them at times variously, at times simultaneously. And so again, more on this in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.